Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
I am scared.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody had a good night's sleep and raring to go. And Guru, I got a little news right off the top.
Okay, give it to me,
no
baby.
No Al Horford tomorrow.
Oh, man. Shocker.
No Al Horford for the Warriors.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Shocker. With Minnesota in town.
What's funny is you said good night's sleep, and that's what I was going to lead off with. I had a great night's sleep. And good. I think it was me hooping and getting the stuff out my ears. How about that?
Let's go. Good. Hopefully you'll be alert, attentive, and insightful.
Let's go. Every day.
Okay. Start us off. What's on your mind? Yeah, see, it's different when you got to start, huh?
No. Dude, I did the backyard boogie 3 years. Evan, four hours.
Where do you want to start?
Honestly?
Horford?
No. What the guys were talking about in the morning.
Okay.
Joe Burrow.
What about him?
He's broken down. He's been injured. You just paid your guy. I thought Brock Purdy was your Joe Burrow, so...
He's not even close to as good as Joe Burrow. You know that, don't you?
It's a myth. He's not going anywhere. They got so much invested in those receivers.
He's not having fun, Goo.
Now, that's interesting. Evan asked us about that. What's your definition of fun?
There's only one definition of fun if you're a pro athlete, and that is you have to win and you have to be contributing. If you're not winning... And or you're not contributing, it's not that fun.
Well, I mean, he was in the Super Bowl two years back.
I know, but what I'm saying is you've been an 11th man a lot of times in your life, and it's not as fun as when you're, you know, scoring the baskets and getting the pretty girls.
Speaking of which, this is pretty funny. Evan, you don't know this, but this happened to me last night. My guy, Brian Eady.
Sure.
He's from Union City, California.
All right.
And he has a post, Union City Baseball. On Facebook. And I happened to just be rolling through it, and they said, any names that you remember from guys that played that were ballers, put them down. And I put down the guys that I looked up to. The catcher.
Reggie Williams.
And my name was on Stoddy, pitching. Struck out 14.
Who's the guy who played for the Cowboys?
Roy Williams.
That's right, Roy Williams.
Yeah. But anyway, it felt good to see my name and get recognized.
Somebody make a mistake?
Stop.
Who put your name? You put your name on.
No, some random from the Yoon.
Hey, are you the kind of guy that when like, hey, you got to vote for an all-star team and you can't vote for yourself, you end up voting for yourself anyway?
I'm not that tight. You got to earn it. But anyway, Brock Purdy's your...
Please. I mean, what's the question?
You gave him the bag. Why would those two dudes entertain bringing Burrow in when you already got supposedly your Burrow?
Can you get Burrow?
I told Evan and you, I don't think he's leaving. Come on.
Okay. Well, I mean, are you asking me who I'd rather have?
Yeah.
Burrow.
But he's not having fun, Goo.
What does that mean? Curry has fun even when they're not winning titles.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Was he having fun when Draymond made him cry in Orlando?
Well, why are you going that far back? What about the San Antonio baseball series?
Do you think Curry was having fun when they were 25 and 26 last year before Butler came?
Now, that's different.
No, it's
that's different.
Exactly. So Burrow is in that phase right now where he's probably not winning enough and he's not having enough fun.
Yeah.
Are pro sports supposed to be fun?
And there it is. And what's your definition?
Supposed to be fun for us.
What if you're an all-star dude? Like what? I can't. I was trying to think of show related. Like what if our ratings were in the dumper, but I felt like we were having good show?
Which they're not.
Yeah. They are healthy. But you get what I'm saying?
Not really.
If the ratings were low, but I told the boss and you in our Thursday meetings, hey, I feel like I'm having fun, but it's not equating to the ratings. Then that's a problem.
Yeah.
But our ratings are through the roof right now.
Taking it seriously enough.
And I'm having fun, but I'm having fun regardless of the number. But I believe in pro sports, you get the money. If you're doing your part and you're not having team success, that would not be fun to me. But I think Carmelo Anthony, Jonathan Kuminga's of the world, I'm not pointing you out, guys like that, Westbrook, I think they're okay. And some people could say, you're off base by saying that about those guys. You don't know. I think those dudes are okay balling without the team success.
I forgot to tell you something, but a good point that you just made. I forgot to tell you this. So yesterday after the show, I went down to meet Joe. You know Joe, my buddy Joe.
Joe.
Baltimore Joe.
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
I sit down at the bar. Talking to Joe about, you know, he comes in and I'm like, your Ravens stink and so does Lamar Jackson.
Oh, he's damn.
And Todd, the bartender, came up and he said, hey, I got something for you. And I said, no. I paid my tab last time.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And he said, no, that's not it. Anyway, he handed me a slip of paper.
Okay.
From Jimmy from Bayview.
Our guy.
Yeah, Jimmy from Bayview went into the ship on Friday. He was part of a private party. I didn't go. I don't think any of us went.
No, I wasn't here.
Gave Todd $50 and said,
"Come on, man."
And said, "Tell Steiny, Merry Christmas." And so, thank you, Jimmy from Bayview.
Steiny and...
Yeah. This just says, from Jimmy from Bayview, enjoy.
Wow.
So, Jimmy, thank you so much. I appreciate that yesterday. And
so, is there anything left on the tab?
I'm sorry? What?
I'm out.
It was only a one-day
damn, Jimmy.
Offer. Don't blame Jimmy. Blame me.
We're done. What you mean?
I drank it.
No, but you're supposed to. It said Steiny. It didn't have my name.
No, it doesn't have it doesn't have anybody's name. It just says from Jimmy from Bayview. No, it was meant for you. You just weren't there.
You owe me tomorrow. You owe me $25.
What am I supposed to do? You weren't there.
Hey, I got to say.
Anyway, Jimmy from Bayview, thank you, my man. Big. You want to call in, you can call in.
Now, what impact do we have or you have on his life for him to do park his car, feed the meter.
Well, he was going to the party anyway. He didn't make a special trip.
But still, he broke bread. That's big. We got some good people out here.
He went to the old ship because there was a private party.
It's not about, I got that. But the fact that he went into the wallet.
That's not that big a
deal. And it's the holidays. We are having an impact. No, seriously, people tell us that, man. We're not perfect. I know I'm not. That's big.
So that's why I couldn't get in on Friday.
Yeah. Oh, you went. I forgot. I saw that text.
There was a private event. Come back later.
Speaking of which, we should always be able to get in that place. But I'm going to talk to Todd tomorrow. I don't care what's popping. The president, the mayor, who was on with the Joes this morning. Did you hear him? Crime is down.
No.
Yeah, crime is down.
Lori was on this morning.
He said he was taking his son to school and the Joes were talking about Burrow. And his son said, Dad, what the hell are these dudes talking about? But Butch was like, hopefully, what makes sports radio.
Oh, I gotta get to the Odyssey app.
Lori. Yeah. Good dude. You met him?
No.
How many mayors have you met? I've met two.
Oh, Willie Brown.
Yeah, that's our guy. That's one of them.
No, I'm not gonna. He's kind of like you, though, the mayor.
Powerful.
Four.
He's always looking to take a victory lap. it feels like.
I thought you said he's always on social media.
Oh, no. You two have that in common. Hey, that owner of that shop swept up in front of her little bodega. City's turning around. It's like, okay.
Hey, no, he had numbers, Steiny. Crime is down in the city.
He does a lot of TikToks.
He does. He's very...
I just can't figure that thing out.
All right.
Yeah. Great step. Great start.
For who? Lori or us?
Us. I do have to say something.
Go ahead.
Picked up little D from Santa Clara yesterday on my way home. He's home for Christmas break. And he listens to the show when he can on the Odyssey app. Told him about the ratings and told me to say thanks to you and Evan. But your voice and your tone, like it's a natural richer tone had people not known you. And you came in today talking to Evan about something that had nothing to do with Evan. And it was that tone that I deal with for 4 hours. But
yeah.
I'm going to have to check you a little more on it and be a little more.
Try it.
Yeah, I'm just going to have.
Try me.
It doesn't come across. It doesn't play. You jumped at Evan as if he had kidnapped your dog. You were mad at something else. But I said to myself, because I wasn't in it, you're just a natural. Your voice is a natural, like, jerk voice.
Sure. What did I say?
It was something about that.
You screamed at me about. A title of a graphic on a YouTube video.
I almost jumped you.
Thank you. So I go to the YouTube page today.
Ours.
To go look at the morning show.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a big thing on the screen that says, big shift coming.
That had to be and loving. I love it.
Well, what's the big shift? What are they talking about?
Why are you in an uproar screaming at Evan as if he put it up
there?
Well,
who the hell wrote it? What does it mean? What are they referring to?
You can get those answers.
I'll tell you what. I'll try.
Well, why did it send you in a rage?
It didn't send me in a rage.
You don't know. You're in denial.
What does big shift coming mean?
But what I've noticed is when Willard and Dibs are around, you lose what I'm talking. You become somebody else.
Well, you do too, a little Gil.
Oh my God. I don't, like, coming from Evan, I don't even know what's going on right now. What are you insinuating?
No, there's a little Charmin yesterday, a little softness. Thought you were going to come in a bit more hot during the crossover.
I told Dibs what I had to say. That's my guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you guys, dude, I need a vacation.
Yeah, we can work on that.
You want to get into rotations on the other side?
Yes, I do, actually. Steve Kerr, talking about the Warriors. They're definitely, they're in a different, things are percolating with the Warriors, Goo.
Got a game tomorrow, baby.
Finally.
Man.
You were right. This was a tough week. All right, that segment sponsored by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
I'll just put you in the mood.
What mood?
A good mood. Listen. Who is this, E?
I think it's Bastille. DJ Marshmallow. Yeah.
Listen,
it ain't pop, pop, kill him up.
It's he wears a marshmallow hat.
Put you in a good mood. Want to dance? What?
He wears a marshmallow hat?
He's never shown his face because he wears like a, you know, like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man? Like he wears a marshmallow on his head. That's where he performs the marshmallow.
So he's really not a victory lap guy.
Oh, what an artist.
How can you hide your face?
What a creator. Oh,
hey,
boy.
That ain't a bad tune.
He's marshmallow.
Pop, pop, bang, bang, hit him up. That ain't that.
You can't tell somebody to be happier. That's up to them. That's the lyric. I want you to be happy.
Right.
Get off me.
But what don't you understand about music? Whatever. Somebody that's hitting home and resonating with. They're at the gym in the car.
He's stealing money.
Making love.
That's what he's doing.
And that's resonating with them. Come on, man.
That song stinks.
You know, like Daft Punk performs with the, you know, the robot heads, or like MF Doom, God rest his soul, never showed his face because he wore a Dr. Doom mask.
I'm sitting this one out. Daft Punk, MF Doom.
You've heard Daft Punk.
Daft Punk. I think you might have sent me something, E. Yeah.
This is Daft Punk.
Okay, I got you.
Why can't you bring me into like a Pitbull Fireball? That's the song. All right, let's get to Steve Kerr telling lies. I'm sorry, what? Steve Kerr's got issues. He's got too many players to play.
That is never a bad problem.
Yes, it is.
I've been told that's never on the hoop court a bad problem.
You know what? I would love to do a show where we challenge conventional wisdom.
Let's go.
Because let me tell you something.
Let's do it.
You can have too many players, and the Warriors do right now. And when you have too many players, it's a sign that there's not enough difference among
the
players.
But that's like a great musician or pianist saying there's too many keys. You got to know which one to hit and when. You can't say it's too many. You know what I mean? That's your job. You like that?
I don't think.
Dude, it's your job.
All right, well, let's get to it. Right. Steve Kerr, this is yesterday after practice. By the way, looks like Steph Curry's going to play tomorrow against Minnesota. Draymond, they're hopeful. No Al Horford. He's getting ready for the postseason. This is Steve Kerr on where the Warriors are at rotation-wise.
The difficulty is probably going to be somebody's next question, but we have a lot of guys now, and it's a great problem to have, but it's not an easy problem to solve. Because I also would say there's not a ton of separation between some of our players. So I can't play 14 guys, 15 guys. I can probably play 11 at the most in a game. So we have some very difficult decisions to make before Friday.
Yeah, it feels like the Warriors are at another pivot point where Curry's coming back, Draymond's probably going to play, Butler's going to play, Spencer's in the mix, everybody's available except Horford. So it feels like this is the start of a new run, of a new part of the season, I'll put it that way.
Listen, I told you just from an athletic standpoint, they looked fresher, they looked more spry, and I'm excited. But, partner, I heard this last year when he said he was going to play 14 or 15. So just pardon me if I'm not too excited, because, Stani, it just sounds like the coach doesn't know the team. You had training camp. Okay, we got Pat Spencer emerging. But, man, don't tell us what you're going to do. Just do it. And I feel like it's tryouts again. And, you know, things are going to change, and I believe it's predicated on playing time. So if your name is not Dre, Steph, or Jimmy, you know, as you play, as you perform is how you're going to play. But it seems like you got a little pep in your step about this being excited. And I could make a case, I feel like it's a step backwards in regard to, okay, so now we're 23 games in.
25.
We're supposed to have 25. We're supposed to have practice. I didn't like that, but hey, I get it.
Right.
And now I guess.
Well, who's in the rotation and who's out?
Well, it's Steph, Dre, Jimmy, Spencer, Pods, Moody, JK, because I just think that was a punishment, Melton, Buddy, how many is that? And Seth Curry, and QP3.
Okay, so Moody's out of that rotation.
No, I had him in.
I got Curry, Pods, Butler, Green Post.
Okay.
Melton, Off Moody. Yeah. Heald is 8.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer's 9. Yep. You have Kuminga at 10.
Yeah, QP3.
I got him. Okay. And Seth Curry. All right, so Will Richard doesn't play for you, and neither does Trace Jackson Davis.
Well, Trace
Jackson. Or Santos. Or Payton.
Add Richard.
Okay.
And listen, this is how I'm taking it, and I love it. This is why I'm not a bookkeeper. The bottom line is it's still going to fluctuate, partner, and it's going to be dependent on who they play night in and night out. I really believe that.
Right, and you just said
so
that's not good.
So there is no set 11. Yeah, I don't like that. But I think that's where he's trying to get to.
Here's the problem.
Somebody's going to be left out. You are correct. Who is that is going to be predicated on how you perform.
I know, and we'll see.
Like, you think Kuminga won't play tomorrow? You really think, would you bet $100, Gu, he doesn't get a minute? I just think he's going to.
No, it might be a blowout. I mean, I wouldn't bet on that, but no, I don't think he's one of the 11 right now. Like, I think you look at a game like tomorrow, and he wants to go, he doesn't want to play any more than 11.
All right,
so
Pat's playing.
But my point is, who are the three that get left off tomorrow? Like, if you're not going to play 14
TJD
tomorrow.
TJD gets left off tomorrow.
Okay, well, he loved the way TJD played on the road trip.
Did he? Okay.
And in fact, said, you know,
riding for TJD. I just like to, he's got some bricks in the pocket, more so than anybody else right now on this roster.
I disagree with that.
What you mean?
Post is better defensively than Trace right now.
All right, not mad at that, but I like what I see from TJD to the point to where the coach just gave him some love on the road trip. So whatever Kerr, because that's all that matters, right?
Yeah, you can only play two of the you got to play two centers. You can't. I don't think you can play one.
And if Dre doesn't play, that increases the chances.
So I have two questions for Warrior fans. If Steve Kerr is telling you we can only play 11 at most – okay, who are the 11 who are playing tomorrow? And then,
because Dre might not be available.
I think he's going to play.
Okay, got it. All right, let's just act like he is for the sake of this discussion.
So you have to start somewhere, and I'm wondering, like, tomorrow's the starting point of, I want to see who plays how many minutes, because he's not going. There's going to be two or three guys that don't play. And then there's going to be guys whose minutes are impacted. And then secondly, and this is the part we got to talk about, and I think this is what you're getting at, Gu, is the follow-up to that question to Steve Kerr was, you know, who's the rotation going to be? And he said, I have no idea what the rotation's going to be. That's going to be the game-to-game thing to figure out. And that's the part where that leaves him vulnerable.
In what regard?
Because he's going to have a choice to make. Does he go with Spencer or does he bring back Pods? Does he go with Buddy Hield or does he play Payton for defense? Yeah. Does he do this or does he do that? And if he consistently rewards the player who played better in that particular game... Okay, then that's the way he's going to do it, but then that kind of takes all feel out. You know what I mean? That means he's just going to be whoever plays well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
First three quarters is probably going to play the most in the fourth.
How would you describe how the rotations have been up into this Pat Spencer, blow up, or him just getting on the scene? How would you describe the rotations up until now by Coach Kerr through 25 games?
Well, I think Spencer's played for only one reason. That's because Steph has gotten hurt. Okay. So Steph's missed 9 of 25 games, and the last 4 or 5 have opened up the door for Spencer. So Curry's coming back tomorrow. Let's say Curry plays 32 minutes. That would leave 16 for Spencer, which to me seems about right, but he's talking about playing Spencer and Curry a little bit together, so maybe he's still planning on playing Pat Spencer 20, 22, 25 minutes. I'm more interested in, the Will Richards. I'm more interested in how he's going to use Melton.
Me too. I mean, man, I just with Melton, Steiny, I'm hitting the plus button on the calculator. I want more.
And well, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it.
When this restriction is removed, which I think he's aiming towards or headed towards, then I think we'll get it.
Yeah, Kerr said yesterday that they have no plans to raise Melton's minutes. And I think he's playing about 20 to 25, okay. And he's also not going to play back-to-backs at least early in the season. But they don't have a lot. I think their next back-to-back's like in two or three weeks. So then, there it is again. You got to make a decision on Melton. Are you going to start him when knowing he can only play 20, 25 minutes? Do you want to, start him knowing that if you have a back-to-back, you won't be able to play him? Right now he's playing 19 minutes. He's only played 2 games. Feels like he's played more than that. But he's playing about 19 minutes a game, so I got to believe he's on about a 20-minute restriction to start. So he's going to get that. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors get back into action tomorrow against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Oh, I got some bad news.
What happened? We ain't getting them?
No.
That's all good.
Everything changed on the road trip.
How come?
Because he said he's got a game plan for Spencer. He didn't envision that, and so
you're
tonight,
ready for Cobbs, buddy.
And so tonight he and the Timberwolves staff are going to be behind closed doors.
Now, seriously, will you see him today?
I don't think they're getting into like 4.
Oh, they're not here. I thought they'd be here.
I don't know if they're here or not. Let's go to Austin in San Mateo.
Oh man,
what's up, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, you guys. Hey, Guru, I'm not off that Hennessy today, but I'm off something different, though.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is quite yet. But to this core that's about to get ready to come back, they got 4 titles, man, and no disrespect to them, right? With these games that we play without them, I can say I have fun watching them, and I think it's one of their best games since the season started. And with that being said, I believe this is the start of the new era of the We Believe with this unit.
Wow.
The new era of We Believe. And I feel like, give the league something else to look at other than, when Steph coming, when he's starting and everything, he's getting tired all really early. So bring that punch off the bench with Steph and that core. They had their time, let that core come off the bench and let the bench do their job. You feel me? As starters, and then when the rest of the league, when they tired, that's when Steph and that core come in and they put a punch in them. So what y'all think about changing the identity of that? Curry, Dre, maybe even Butler coming off the bench with like Iguodala and Livingston and all that. What y'all think about that?
Guru, let me check with Guru on that one, eh?
And you had it kind of piggybacks on that provocative question you threw to me and Evan. About the,
bringing Curry off the bench.
No, the two timeline thing. Do you remember? Where you're like, "Goo, what are you more enamored with, the big dogs or the youngsters, but that's where I felt like he was going. He's off, and I love you, Austin, but man, Steph's averaging 27 a game. We're going nowhere without him, Jimmy, and Dre. So it's just like a pot of gumbo that you said Susan makes very well. You got to find that proper blend. There is no part of me that wants to continue as much fun as I had watching these youngsters. I don't want to watch the Warriors without Steph. I don't want to watch the Warriors without Jimmy. I don't want to watch them without Draymond. Where you? But if you told me one had to go, that would be the first place I'd go. So I'm just telling you, tomorrow night, I believe Steph Curry's going to start. If Dre's able to go, Dre, Jimmy, Pat Spencer, and Will Richard. And I've been saving this Will Richard takes, Donnie. I would like to see him be a more to serve with the offensively.
How? He's playing with Butler and Steph.
But
same problem Kuminga had.
Yeah. But basketball is such a game of rhythm. It's not one of those, it's your time, it's your turn. It's in the flow. And I think he's built up enough wherewithal to where, and he cuts with the best of them, they all do. But Stani, just be a tad bit more, I'm not saying Jordan Poole, but maybe that would get him yanked off the court. But I look at Richard sometimes and he'll pass up a shot and I get it. He's a youngster, but I'd like to see him just a tad bit more aggressive. But those are the five that I would like to see tomorrow. Melton be the first one off the bench, Pods, Kuminga, Post.
I'm more interested in who finishes. And I'm not
you've
saying
always been saying
I'm not
that.
Saying you're not.
Yeah.
I'm looking but
I so guess give me the most minutes. That's the thing too.
So my guy Harry
been quiet lately.
No, he hasn't. He's been chirping. But he said he is not looking forward to. See, here's the problem.
So he's Austin in San Jose, Austin in Redwood City a little bit.
Well, here's the problem. Everybody wants Curry to come back, but not everybody wants Draymond to come back. I mean, that's really the bottom line. And this is what he said.
Yeah.
And this is how you know he's not me, because I don't really agree with this either. But he says, I'm more excited to watch these young guys mature and play together than I am to watch the old guys who are on their way out. So we got to throw Steph out of that conversation. Clearly, if Steph's around, you know, he's going to play.
He's box office.
Butler's going to play too.
Yes. The same guy.
But what about the rest of them? What about Green? Draymond Green.
I don't think the roof caves in anymore if he's not on the floor. But if he's on the floor and the general and Steph Curry needs him and wants him and Kerr says we can't do what we need to do without him, let me double back and say I understand that. But if it were up to me, I sound like Harbaugh, enthusiasm, but if it were up to me, Steiny, that's where I would see what I could get from these other guys and see if the roof doesn't cave in. But there's just no way that's going to happen, right?
What?
Less Dre.
Why?
Steph Curry is Steve Kerr and what he's done.
I'm being real. I mean, I can't believe we're still there.
Can you really, though, if you just think about it?
I can't. I can't believe we're still there. And, you know, Jake Fisher, who works with Mark Stein on Substack, he basically said, you know, the Warriors essentially have no interest in trading Butler or Draymond Green unless it were for Giannis.
Now, I believe that.
So, but here's the thing. You can't make a big move unless you move one of them. So that tells me they're not going to make a big move. They're not going to make a big move, the Warriors.
I hope
you're
wrong.
Because they don't want to trade Butler or Green, according to Jake
Fisher. But what if that ends up to be what if the fish on the end of the hook is Giannis? Then that would, you know what I mean? Then say that, but if that popped off and Giannis was coming this way, oh my gosh, sayonara, man. And
what do you mean, sayonara?
They would say bye-bye to Draymond.
And Butler?
Yes, I would drive them both to the Oakland Airport SFO.
Well, okay.
So when you say nothing's going to happen and they wouldn't be moved unless it was Giannis, I wanted that. You know what I mean? Like, he's number one on everybody's list, I got to believe, in Dub Nation. But I want to say something to you or ask you a question to just get your thoughts. What is Draymond known for? His defense? But Stani, in those three games, what if I told you I felt like the defense was better without him? His lateral movement is not where it used to be.
So, okay. What one if of the I greatest like, defensive performances so, by Draymond.
You're criticizing Draymond, and then on the same breath, you're saying, well, we can't take minutes from him.
Because of the politics
well, then criticize
that are going
it.
His way.
Because that's a joke if that's the way it is. I can't believe like we're still catering to, like, if Steve Kerr decides that the Warriors are better with Draymond coming off the bench, what's the discussion? What is it?
It's everything that you hate about sports that this okay. dude has built up.
All right.
He has a number one podcast right here on the home well, of Odyssey.
Do you think that matters at all?
I do believe Draymond being Draymond
okay.
matters.
So
it's like, real quick, Stani, I'm going to the Temptations. Even if the guy's not blowing the flute the right way anymore, old Jimmy, he's Jimmy, and he's been there forever, and they're going to ride that out. Could you think of a scenario where Dre would start a game, I mean, Steph, and look over, and there's old Dre on the bench?
It's happened before. It's happened.
In sections or in, you know, extenuating circumstances. But think about what you're really saying.
What are you
really
like? I'm going to get. I'm going to blow okay. my top. This organization yeah. being held hostage by Draymond Green. Like, what are we doing?
Well, he's a guy that even knocked a teammate in the face and avoided suspension.
Thank you, but you're afraid to take him off the court.
It's not my decision. I told you I would, but I know why it wouldn't happen. Think about the ramifications.
I didn't expect to get exercised about this, but like the idea that Draymond Green.
You know I'm with you on it, but I'm telling you I'm being real, and I know it's easier said than...
What are people afraid of?
You have to ask them on Warriors Way.
If somebody can tell me, hey, Steiny, they're going to get a lot worse.
Everything.
Without Draymond Green. They just are. Well, first of all, I'd say, huh, well, they did okay on yeah. the two games that he didn't play yeah. without Steph, but, I mean...
We know
he's
the
under contract
what's
next year,
you
isn't
go
he?
Off. Yes.
Okay, so he just starts next year, even though he's declining. He's visibly declining.
Like, see, Stein, you got your chest out. Now, if you were Willard and Dibbs, but and you had Kerr on, the, and we've talked to him too, but what would you, like, you wouldn't have that energy about Dre.
Of course I would.
But
well, what do you mean?
Well, I wonder what Steve's answer would be. I believe X's and O's wise,
I know
he would say or justify this thing would crumble. We wouldn't be what we even
and I would
trying
say,
to be.
Yeah, and I'd say you're okay. full of crap. It'll crumble. It's not going to crumble without Draymond. Let's put the rat on the table, sponsored by Atco. It's going to crumble when 30 goes.
No, doubt.
Not when whatever Draymond's number goes.
Yeah. 23.
And you're right, Goo. If I said to Kerr, Draymond this, Draymond that, he'd probably be like, you know,
right.
he's so important to this team. Like, I don't know that after watching Draymond for 15 years. But the point is, how many players are going to continue to play 30 minutes a game if they don't deserve 30 minutes a game?
Man, that's beautiful. And I'm just telling you, I've already been where you're at. We've done this, but I know what it is, and I processed it, and you could say second guessing I'm not. I just know how big of a personality and everything that he's done. Klay Thompson lost out, injuries, and he got traded, and we lived through that. That's not going to happen. Draymond is untouchable. Now, how they did you want to talk X's and O's and him playing less minutes, I'm with you, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'd like to think that it could happen if it's the best thing for the team.
Yeah. Some people saying on the text line, the Boxing Girls and Work Injury text line, Stani, he is the defense.
Who?
Draymond. Like, it starts there to some.
That's great. And that might have been good 7 years ago, but the league is about offense now.
It is.
And when you have Draymond Green on the floor and he cannot score.
And he's turning it over.
And he's lost effectiveness on the defensive end. Then maybe we should talk about where we go moving forward. Is it
a viable alternative to bring Draymond off the bench. Well, why would you want to bring Draymond off the bench, Steiny? Well, because if you like Spencer and you've got Curry and you play Butler and Green, Pat Spencer better keep shooting like he's shooting. That's all I'm saying. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors play the T-Wolves tomorrow. And Steph Curry looks like he's going to be back in the lineup. Draymond Green, we're going to find out about what's coming up on the game. Is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. The kickoff show this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Gidding starts at 11 a.m. live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. All the early games will be on. Great food, great drinks, games in the parking lot, your chance to win a pair of tickets to the game. So come on out. And if you're going to the game, we have a free shuttle for you from Laughing Monk to the stadium and back. That's right, free shuttle. Sign up at 957thegame.com. First come, first served. Go to 957thegame, again, .com to sign up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.